You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. According to the Administration for Community Living, nearly one in every 10 senior citizens here in the United States suffers from neglect or abuse every year. June is National Elder Abuse Prevention Month, and in order to help raise awareness around this issue, the Justice Alliance for Vulnerable Adults, also known as JAVA, is hosting its annual summit. Now, the organization's mission is simple: to provide vulnerable adults here in Idaho with safety, quality of life, and dignity. Here to tell us more about their mission and National Elder Abuse Prevention Month are JAVA coordinator Mary Holden and Assistant U.S. Attorney for the District of Idaho, Sean Mazerall. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So can you just start out by telling us what constitutes elder abuse and neglect? And Mary, maybe you can answer that question.
That is when an elder is abused by, it could be by a family member, it could be by society, it can be physical, emotional, financial. Sean can talk to that.
And Sean, talk to me about that, because a lot of times I would think that that financial aspect is what comes your way in the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yes, we are focused on the financial aspect largely. We wouldn't really have jurisdiction over the physical area. So we're focused on the financial piece. And as you indicated, the numbers are staggering in this area. It is about 13% of older adults that are the victims of elder financial exploitation. And the numbers estimates for the losses are somewhere between $3 and $36 billion a year. So we're talking about a large criminal industry targeting our nation's seniors, whether that's foreigners, operating scams against seniors, whether or not that's a family member who's close by, the amount of losses are staggering.
So Mary, when you look at this, especially from this financial aspect, because those numbers are staggering from a financial standpoint, but also just that one in 10 people falling victim to something like this, what should people be looking out for? I mean, how do they protect themselves? And this is maybe where your organization comes into play.
It is. Our organization is made up of professionals who all work in areas that have to do with elder abuse prevention and exploitation. We have members that are, we're a coalition. So we have members from adult protection. We have case managers. We have guardians and conservatorships, social workers. And what we do is we bring everybody together and we educate each other so that we can find out about what their role is in preventing abuse. So there's a lot of reporting agencies, there's service providers, and we just bring everybody together to share that expertise.
And is there a misperception or misconception of what elder abuse looks like? And what I mean by that is, I think most people might think when we're talking about this of someone being abused, someone who is maybe bedridden, someone who cannot take care of themselves anymore. But I would assume that's not always the case, especially, Sean, when we talk about financial and these scams that happen and things like that.
Yeah, it's not necessarily somebody who has dementia. Our seniors typically are a little bit more trusting of individuals, and they also have time, so they're available when the call comes in. And these scammers are very good. They're con artists, and they can make a lot of people think that whatever they're calling about, whether they make people believe that they're with the IRS or the Social Security Administration, it's not just seniors. Young people can fall victim to this as well. The problem is seniors sometimes do have retirement savings, and they're available to scammers. And that's part of it. So it's not just some sort of handicap from dementia. It's they're just really the target.
And, you know, that's interesting. I was speaking with the Attorney General, Lawrence Wasdin, at a conference recently about scams targeted specifically to senior citizens. And he said the exact same thing. And what he said was, hang up the phone.
Exactly. That is the we all need to be better at not answering the phone calls from numbers that we don't recognize. I think the numbers now are what I've seen is about 5 billion robocalls a month. So that's about 15 calls per American.
Wow.
Just this morning, I felt like I did my fair share. I got about 5 robocalls. So,
hey, they get them at the Attorney General's office, too. You know?
They come through everywhere. They don't care who they call. And they spoof numbers. Right. They make you think that it's a number you're going to recognize. And then they say, hey, I'm with the Social Security Administration. I'm with IRS. You may have a warrant or there's something wrong with your account. Press 1. You talk to somebody. Next thing you know, you're giving up your Social Security number, mm-hmm. and you know the jig is up from there.
I'm speaking with Java Coordinator Mary Holden and Assistant U.S. Attorney for the District of Idaho, Sean Mazerall. We're talking about elder abuse and how to prevent it. And so, Mary, are there certain warning signs that people should be looking for in cases of elder abuse and neglect?
Well, I think I'm actually not. I don't have the answer mm-hmm. to that, but what I will say, there definitely are warning signs, but I just think it's important to keep an eye on your neighbors, mm-hmm. on your older friends, and then anything that you notice that's kind of out of the ordinary. I wanted to speak a little bit about Java's, how we advocate
right.
for policy
mm-hmm.
To enable law enforcement prosecutors to take these reports that come into their offices about elder abuse. So if you saw someone that just didn't, you know, they weren't getting around like they used to, if you see bruises, if mm-hmm. They're acting differently. A lot of times they won't say anything because they're afraid. And so just reporting that to adult protection, checking in with their family. You know, families don't always live in the same communities anymore. But letting, you know, making sure that you know your neighbors know who to contact if you see anything out of the ordinary.
And so as part of Java's mission, just letting people know about the resources that are out there, because we hear of child protective services. A lot of people may not know that there is adult protective services.
Right, right. And we are, yes, that's exactly what Java is about, is making the public aware of the services that are available in our community. And like I said, we also advocate policies to strengthen the resources, the ability to go into a home to help someone mm-hmm. that they've received a report on. So we are an advocacy organization. Mm-hmm.
And so then talk to me about the upcoming summit, because I am assuming this is bringing many groups together so that you can advocate even more effectively.
Right. And we do, in June is World mm-hmm. Elder Abuse Awareness Month. And so we hold our conference, our Java Summit in June, and we do bring together professionals. Sean will be speaking on financial exploitation. We will have an actual breakout session on the red flags of abuse. We are bringing in Paige Ulrey she is a King County prosecutor out of Seattle. She's also a national trainer on her specialty is financial exploitation. Mm-hmm. So again, it's an opportunity to bring professionals together to just continue educating them, talking to them about our next steps, what we can do to help those that are being mistreated in our community.
And, you know, I go back to that number, 1 in 10 senior citizens in the United States. That is a shocking number. And that means that we must see it here in Idaho more than people would expect.
Yeah, we definitely are seeing it here in Idaho, just as we're seeing it nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
It is a major problem. The Department of Justice in response has created the Elder Justice Initiative, which is really designed to provide more training, education, and resources in this area. And as Mary is talking about, to provide more federal, state, and local capacity to fight elder abuse. And for the Department of Justice, specifically these financial exploitation and scams. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we have to fight nationally, but also locally. And we're focusing on that here through the U.S. Attorney's Office to the best that we can.
Because especially when it comes to that financial aspect of it, Sean, there are people whose entire life savings are drained.
Yes. The CFPB just did a recent study, and of those individuals that were the subject of elder financial exploitation, the losses, for instance, for somebody between 70 to 79 is about $45,000. And for somebody who may be on Social Security, a fixed income, that can be devastating.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of people that have $45,000 to give up to anybody, let alone a scammer. And then there's the physiological and psychological impacts that go along with it. Some of the literature is suggesting that it can even shorten the lifespan of a senior. So it's something that we really need to focus on. Mm-hmm.
And we need to talk about. Yes, Mary,
right.
Because if
and
we
they,
don't talk about it, we don't
they
know
don't
about
want
it.
To report it because they're embarrassed. They don't want their family to know. They're embarrassed.
Right. So with the summit, when and where, and is it open for, you know, for senior citizens or family members who might want to know more information about this?
Yes, the summit is this Thursday, June 13th at Boise State. It runs from 8 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. And yes, if people want to contact me via email, then I can get them registered if it's something that they're interested in.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this. It's critical that we discuss this because it is something that can go unnoticed if we don't bring it up. So I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest today, Java Coordinator Mary Holden and Assistant U.S. Attorney for the District of Idaho, Sean Masvidal. Thank you both so much. Up next, Relay for Life and how it's helping to fight cancer. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.